So tonight is Chaf Zayin Nisan, which has been designated as Yom HaShoah. So just to speak out a little bit about the background, it is actually quite controversial. It's a very, very heated debate about, first of all, establishing a day for this in general. In other words, there's an opinion that would say we don't add days of Avelis to the year. We have Tisha B'Av, and therefore there's Kinos, which Mirtz Hashem, when we get back into our shuls, we say the Kinos. Mashiach should come before then, but if not, we have the Kinos from Rav Schwab, from the Baba Rebbe, Zechusa Yolgi Gein Leinu. So it's just, first of all, opposition Bichlal about putting something on the calendar. And then more than that, it was the day that they picked, that making it in the month of Nisan, which is a month, we know, we're not saying Tachanun, in a month of Nisim, of Geula. So originally, again, it's a long story, maybe for we could talk about it more in depth at a different time, but just the basic background, there was a committee that was founded for us, and Rabbi J.J. Schachter has given many talks about this, going through the actual Knesset records and the readings and the debates back and forth, and the committee was formed. They originally wanted to put it on Erev Pesach, because that's when the Warsaw Ghetto uprising was, but to make it, Erev Pesach is it's Yom Tov, Hallel, so no, it was rejected, but they still wanted to keep it in there for a variety of reasons. One of the reasons was that, unfortunately, this was the time of the year, the spring, when the snow had melted and the trains were running in a very efficient way, that the majority of Jews, the Kedoshim, were killed during this time of the year, so the Bedavka wanted to put it in this time period. But I'd like to go through something for you tonight from a sefer called, in English, it's called, I think, Response of the Holocaust. It's a five-volume set written by Rav Ephraim Oshri Zatzal. He was born in 1914 and passed away in 2002. Let me share the screen with you guys. You can see this. So again, he was born 1914. So when the Nazis, Yimach Shemam, invaded, he was about 26, maybe 27, and he was in the Kovno ghetto. And he was asked, the Shilas, if you just read through the table of contents, it's heartbreaking. The questions that he had to ask, and then even an accomplished posek sitting in a large stocked base medrash with all the svarim, you know, to answer these types of questions would be difficult. How much more so when we see what he was asked and the type of questions and the limited resources that he had. So here's the cover page. This was put together by Rabbi Natan Farber. Very nice job he did in putting this slideshow together. So again, in English, it's one volume, but the original Hebrew, Shilas and Tshuvas Mimalakim, is a five-volume set. It says here they buried his writings. They were apparently written on like pieces. There was like, when cement was delivered, there was like sacks or something. He'd write the answers on these pieces of paper, buried them, and then retrieve them and publish them in 1959. So we'll go through one here in Simen Vav. Rav Oshri was asked, "I mutar levarech begetto bebirkas tefilas hashachar birkas shelo asani eved? Can a person recite in the ghetto, in these terrible, terrible conditions, could they say that blessing God for not making them an Eved, a slave?" Now, slave is one way of translating it, and Eved is really a servant. But we'll see, in these types of conditions, how is it Shaykh to make such a statement? So he explains the background behind this. "Uve'ez tefilas haboker, k'ashatz of Avram Yosef, Hashem yikom domov, Hashem should avenge his blood, hizchil loimer es Birkos HaShachar, Be'emo, V'yir, Res of Isaiah." He was saying them with tremendous emotion and love and fear. "V'shigil Birkos Shlo Asani Eved." When he got to the bracha, thanking God for not making me a slave, "Karva Kol Mar," he cried out in a bitter voice, "La'adon Hadonim," to the master of all masters, "Eich Ucha Loimer Bracha Zu." How is it possible to say this blessing? "B'shash Nimtzoyim Anachnu Ba'oitzer V'shevi," we're captives, we're locked up. And he quotes from, paraphrasing from the beginning, V'chinam nekarn of lo'kesef, we've been sold for nothing. Eich yuchel eved, how could an eved like this, levarich birkas ben chorin? How could a slave, a servant, make the bracha of a free man? P'shash mot abdus nosun al tzareinu, umosrish via nosun al gufam. Our bodies are in captive here. Eich yuchel eved nosun mirmas cherpas. How is it possible to make this bracha? So it's underlined. Eich yuchel eved kezul levarich liyotzer of loimar shelo asani eved. How could someone in this type of condition make the bracha? Hello, let's choik lagiye. It's a joke. It's a mockery. Here we are in the Kovna ghetto and reciting a bracha who hasn't made me a slave. Kimishuga, like you're crazy. Mizalea, she'ein bodas, tavun. You look like you're a fool. You don't have any understanding. Hare klal gadol biyadenuhu. We have the rule that we have is sheish lechavim tefilas a bracha. You have to have kavanah when making a bracha. V'shepi v'libo yeshavin. What you're saying with your mind, with your mouth, I mean, your heart should be in sync with that. That should be something together. Eich uchal loyma bracha kezos b'libi b'li'ami. My heart is not with me. So he explains that this has happening for a while. He would say this daily. And it started gaining momentum. People were saying this as well. So it says with Oshi Vinish Alti Az, they asked me, Chavos as Dati, to explain what my thoughts are on the matter. Das Torah, what's my opinion? Das Torah, Haim Yesh Limnami Loma Bracha Zu. Should we stop saying in the Kovna ghetto this brach of Shlosh on Yavid? Demichsi Kishikr, looks like we're saying a lie. Maybe we're not really free. The Adraba Osir Isur Ika. Maybe it'd actually be not a bracha, it would be also to say such thing. Oh, don't perhaps know. Ein lana lishanos mimatbeya shetovu chachomim kaseya tefilas abrachos. But we don't have permission to start changing around the brachos, changing the words over here. This one applies, this doesn't apply. We have a mitzvah from the Rabbonim to make these brachos every day, and we're going to make them regardless of what our situation is. So that was the shaya that was presented to Rav Oshri. So look at this tshuva. He quotes the Avudraham. The Avudraham was also asked the exact same question. I mean, David Avraham was known for his pirish on the Siddur. Tshuva. She'elezu nitucha bigadolim. Great ones have already answered this. Hello, Avudraham shekosu ba'os ha'shvui. Im mevarech shelo asani eved. Could a person in prison make such a bracha? V'kosu lo tikna ha'bracha mepnei avodas atzma. The bracha was never established on working. We don't make the bracha every morning in our homes, Shalos on the Ev, because I don't work like a slave. That's never what the bracha was meant, says the Avudraham. Ela Iker HaBracha, the main point that we're making every morning, a Eved Kanaini who does not have full Kedushas Yisroel, Roy Levo B'Kahal Apotem Mitzvos. They are lacking by definition, they can never take on the full Kedushas Yisroel. And you didn't make me an Eved Kanaan, you could never have the obligation, the privilege of saying mitzvos. Lechein, therefore, says the Avudraham, Shavi Yehudi Shapir Chai Bracha Zu. A Jew, even if he finds himself in prison, of course he's going to make this bracha, because it's not talking about the physical work that an Eved does. It's referring to the fact that he has Kedushas Yisrael. So if we think about this, really what he's explaining is that it's not the slave labor. We're thanking Hashem that we have the opportunity to do mitzvos, because an Eved Kanaini is part of mitzvos asish hazman grama. He doesn't have the really, that's the whole progression of the brachos. Shlos ani goy, right? I have more mitzvos than a goy does. Shlos ani Eved, I have more mitzvos than an Eved Kanaini does. But the whole theme of the bracha is not a question of, am I working hard, am I not working hard? Is someone ruling over me, someone not ruling over me? I have the opportunity and the privilege to do Hashem's mitzvos. That's the bracha. So therefore, he says, the focus is on our Kiddushas Yisroel. which allows us to still be doing mitzvos. It's not defined by physical labor. A beautiful idea. And then, go a little bit for us, lefi zeh, yotze she'ikra ha-brachazos niska al lo al vodas ha-guf, el al vodas ha-nefesh. Really, when we're talking about it's not that. It's working with our nefesh. So if he sees, he writes at the bottom, the Jews in the Kovna ghetto may have been physically enslaved, but they still retain their kedushas ha-nefesh and provided the opportunity from above to perform mitzvahs to the best of their ability. If you look where it's two lines from the bottom, aval b'toras kiyum ha-mitzvahs yeshnu. Ubar mitzvahs mikre. We're still called a bar mitzvah. Someone has a shaychus to doing Hashem's mitzvah. That's what the whole celebration of becoming a bar mitzvah is. That a person attains the level of being a mitzvah ve'oseh. Someone who has the privilege of doing Hashem's mitzvahs. Lechein, he writes, Shapir mevorechu es abrocha hazos afilik hashunos and b'motzor upshep. Certainly it's appropriate to continue to say this bracha in the Kovno ghetto. And that was the answer that he gave to this question. We can understand where it's coming from. We can understand, not really understand, but at least we could empathize in that situation why there would be maybe a havmin that they would not want to say the bracha. Lechein amarti l'sholi. Therefore, says Rav Oshri, I answered the one who asked me the question. Ki chas v'shalom lahem levato bracha zu shehuknu al yidei avos olam. God forbid not to say this bracha. Rabbi Sein Zichron Levracha, the Chazal stands Va'ad Rabba, the exact opposite is true. Davka Ke'es Chova Alein Levarich Brachas, who right now is even more of an obligation to recite the bracha, Shiloh Asani Eved. Leman Yakiru Oyveinu, that our enemies would recognize, Sha'ar Nesunim Biyadim Lasoz Monikritzom Hara, they think we're given over to them, Becholzos Roim Anu Es Atzmeinu Kivnei Chorin, even though they're physically ruling over us, we don't see ourselves as being slaves. We ourselves, because we're connected to the Torah and to the mitzvos and to halacha, we are b'nei choren. Hanesun b'matzor v'shivya krova Yeshua seinu lavo gloseinu yigalos. Soon the geula will come. And Rav Oshri did survive and went on to a prominent career in Rabbanus. So, as a final thought, I really like the way that, again, this is all done by Rabbi Natan Farber. He writes, our current situation, it may seem as though the opportunity for certain mitzvahs has been taken away from us. We might have felt that way. Hallel on Pesach. Sfiras HaOmer is not being done with the Tzibur. We don't go to Shul. We don't hear Kriyas HaTorah with the Minyan. But we can't take for granted the ability to perform so many mitzvahs in our homes. We're blessed to be able to learn Torah, to daven, to honor Shabbos, and deserve Yom Tovim. Our Kedushas HaNefesh still remains. So how appropriate of a message, how timely of a message on this Yom HaShoah to go through this section of the Tshuva. Again, this wonderful presentation was put together by Farber. But I think also as a message for us right now, as we find ourselves, we might feel, I'm a little bit confined. Don't get out much. Can't go to yeshiva. Can't learn with my chavrusa in person. Don't have the minyan. But no, the teretz is, we're still going to make the brachos because we have that key part of our kedusha nefesh. And the corona and all the quarantines can never, ever, ever take that away from us. So a tremendous amount of chizik we can find from these shilas and chumas min amakim.